I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Coffee and Football presented by Texas Electricity Ratings. I'm your host, Blake Monroe, where I'm joined by Bobby Burton and Jerry Hamilton, both sharing Jerry's screen here. It's spring ball, getting ready to watch the media window and practice. Guys, we're finally here. It seems like it's taking forever, and then y'all are already there. This is what y'all are seeing behind that computer, obviously.
Yeah, So Texas has a rule that you can't show the live shot of it, but we took a picture this morning as the players are going to begin walking in here in the next 15 to 30 minutes. Should be a lot of fun today. First chance for people to see guys like Ryan Wingo, Colin Simmons, obviously, some other big-time freshmen, as well as some transfers, Jerry. Isaiah Bond, Trey Moore, Amari Nyblack, Andrew Makuba, all guys that have a chance to be starters for the Longhorns in 2024.
And more importantly, if Bobby's doing a live remote in Texas, for some reason it's cold. This morning, it's not as cold as Dallas before the Big 12 championship game. That was like really cold. But we're about 45, 46 degrees right now. It'll warm up into the 50s here shortly. But it's actually a great morning for spring football. But yeah, it's a first chance to see, you know, all these new 17 early enrollees, 7 guys from the portal, 24 new guys in the Texas program, putting on those pads for the first time, those shoulder pads for the first time today, as Texas Longhorns. And, you know, it's extremely, you know, we talk with multiple people, and I did yesterday on the drive. There's a little more fever pitch right now for spring practice than there has been in recent years in Austin. And you can tell being around, people are excited. They know what's in front of this program after last year and the talent in the quarterback room and all the talent coming in with the freshman class, another top 5 recruiting class, and the guys out of the portal. And, of course, hey, look, the start of spring practice, these are big days now because, you know, Alabama fans, the vitriol when Isaiah Bond and Nyblack are in Texas uniforms, that's where the game has changed so much, and it actually kind of makes it fun in college football now is to the guys that you had that transferred other places. They're now taking the field for spring practice. So it's a great day. UT people with the program are already showing up here, equipment people and whatnot. And that media window starts at 9.
Our friend CJ Vogel just came up and talked to me a little bit. He's going to be joining us in about 10 minutes. There's a lot of stuff going on right now. A lot of media people here.
I want to say hello. Alfio Randall VC on the chat. What's up, Alfio? Alfio was obviously one of Mack Brown's top recruits early on at Texas. And I'll never forget, I showed up at Corey Redding's commitment press ceremony, and Alfio was there. And I was like, Alfio, aren't you supposed to be in school? I don't know if he remembers that, but that's how connected some of those guys in the Houston area got when Mack was recruiting him.
It's fun stuff. Alfio's a great guy, lifetime Longhorn as well. So happy to have him on today. Jerry, my thoughts on the newcomers.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit. Who are you most intrigued to see today? I mean, we were just going over doing our kind of pregame plan with CJ about how we're going to attack coverage of this event today. And, you know, it's hard. I mean, I was talking about Trey Moore and the receivers, the Bama kids coming in.
Yeah.
But then you have guys that you start thinking about, well, wait, we need to look at Colin Simmons and Ryan Wingo. And then, you know, it's going to be the first time. It's going to be the first time also, Jerry, that we really see Arch Manning a little bit
more. Yeah.
And so I feel like there's just so much talent on the 40 acres right now. It feels like a time maybe when Alfio was playing.
Oh, yeah.
Where the numbers are starting to generate a level where you just don't know where to look next. And maybe you see some wow plays from guys that you don't necessarily think it's going to come from, but they have that little level of talent here.
I think the thing that gets me excited is, you know, Quinn and Arch are going to be 1-2 at quarterback this year. You think about the tough years, whether it was injury or just bad evaluations, but the tough years at quarterback for the University of Texas. I mean, this is the healthiest I think the quarterback position's been at Texas in a long time. This is the most notoriety the quarterback position has had at Texas in many, many years. And you have two guys. I mean, when have you had two guys at Texas? When Vince played, Colt was a redshirt. Nobody knew what Colt was going to be. So you go into spring practice now. Quinn's the Heisman favorite or tied as the Heisman favorite. And the guy behind him's last name is Manning. I mean, that is a different level of national exposure at the quarterback position, national coverage at the quarterback position. So it's going to dominate. It's going to dominate the headlines. But also, to me, edge position. When I look at the move to the SEC, Pat, it's not just rushing the passer. It's getting the quarterback to the ground. Texas could not get Michael Penix to the ground. You have to get quarterbacks to the ground in the SEC moving forward as you continue to ascend as a program and work towards that national championship. So Trey Moore, Colin Simmons, what does Ethan Burke look like? Year three for Jamon Tapp. Some of those guys are going to be asked to not just get pressures, but get the quarterback to the ground. I think those are big things for me.
All right, guys, we got a lot more to talk about, but we got a condensed show today. So I'm going to go ahead and kick it on over to Bobby and let him tell folks out there about Texas Electricity Ratings.
Yeah, absolutely. Our friends at Texas Electricity Ratings. For those of y'all still living in Texas and in the major cities with deregulated energy like Dallas and Houston, you understand that the electricity market can actually be confusing. Texas Electricity Ratings is a shopping website that lets you compare prices, read customer reviews, and find a good electricity plan that fits your needs. It also filters out the gimmicky plans on websites like Power to Choose that trick customers into expensive bills. So if you're in the market for a new electricity plan, shop TexasElectricityRatings.com/OTF for all your electricity needs. That's TexasElectricityRatings.com/OTF for all your electricity needs. Hook them first day of spring practice for the Longhorns. Hey, Jerry, you were mentioning quarterback. That brings me to some news. There's actually a 2026 quarterback on campus visiting the Longhorns unofficially right now.
Yeah, that'll make four quarterbacks that are scheduled right now in the 26 class to visit Texas. Dia Bell out of American Heritage, Fort Lauderdale area, actually Plantation, American Heritage. A lot of big-time players have come out of there over the years. He's on campus, will be at spring practice. They're not a guy that Texas has offered. The two 2026 quarterback offers are Troy Huhn out of Mission Hills down in San Marcos, kind of in that San Diego area, north of San Diego, and then Jared Curtis out of the Nashville area. Troy Huhn will be on campus April 6th, big visit weekend for Texas, which tells you where he's at right now on the board. And then Jared Curtis will be in April 13th, as well as Will Griffin, 26 quarterback from Tampa, Jesuit. If you're looking for the next guy, out-of-state guy that could be offered possibly, that'd be Will Griffin. So those are your 426 quarterbacks. I actually talked with somebody close to the Folsom program, and Texas showed a little interest in the young quarterback, but he plans to go on a mission after high school, so Texas and him are not going to be a match. But and I'd made the call, obviously, to talk about Josiah Sharma, the four-star junior defensive tackle. But I also wanted to mention this. I spoke with a parent of Josh Petty, the four-star offensive lineman out of the Atlanta area. He is coming in Friday with California Power, that 7-on-7 program. But his parents are not going to make this trip. If the visit goes well with Josh Petty, 6'5", 285, state champion wrestler, offensive tackle, Sark and Choice went by the school in January. If that unofficial visit goes well Friday, an official visit's not out of the question. There's multiple family ties in the San Angelo Big Lake area within the Petty family. So that's a kid to watch as a wild card for Texas as a June official visitor if this Friday goes well. Then I put out on Texas Football yesterday, Brandon Brown. Not only will Brandon Brown visit Friday, his mom, older sister, a senior who's a D2, lower D1 basketball recruit, and his best friend are all flying from Melbourne to Houston, Melbourne, Florida, to Houston, and they're driving to Austin for the visit. So it's not just Brandon Brown Friday. It's his mom, It's his older sister. None of them have ever been on campus at Texas before. And he's coming in with that California Power 7-on-7 team. They have a 7-on-7 tournament this weekend in Texas. But that family, the mom will be with him. And that's big because USC, Tennessee, all those people think they have a real shot at Brandon Brown. LSU, Texas A&M's trying. Florida and Miami are the ones to watch in-state, obviously. He's got a lot of family members that played at Florida. So it'll be the whole family Friday. That's a bit. That's big news for on the recruiting front, that it's not just Brandon but his mom.
I think it's great because that just shows genuine interest. Yeah. And that has been a recruitment that, to thus far, it hasn't been a lot of movement
right
since his commitment. And remember, he committed when Bo Davis was still in Austin.
Yes.
So that's one that Texas, even though he's committed, still has some work to do to kind of create that bond.
Yeah, they do. And then one other thing, Blake, tonight, obviously, for the Texas basketball fans out there, NCAA tournament gets going Thursday. Texas plays Thursday at 5:50 Central Time. Tonight at 8:10 Central Time on True TV, Colorado State, Virginia. That's the play-in game. The winner is the 10 seed. That's two 10 seeds playing to be the 10 seed that plays Texas on Thursday. So that is a big night for the Texas basketball staff, because they will know about 10 p.m. tonight who they're playing. They've been doing scouting stuff for both in case, but tonight at 10, the Texas fans, Texas staff will know who they're playing Thursday in Charlotte.
Hey, and speaking of basketball, I'm putting the link in the chat right now. If you haven't already, be sure to join the On Texas Football Bracket Challenge. And Bobby called me yesterday with some news that the winner, grand prize winner, is going to get $200 from the 40 Acres collection from 40 Acres Apparel. So a heck of a prize there. Like I said, I put the link in there. You can also go to ontexasfootball.com and have it pinned there on the message board as well. But be sure to enter, free to enter. And grand prize, $200.
Hey, I want to say this. They donated that to us and to the listeners of Coffee and Football, because one of the guys that is the head of that company actually listens to the broadcast. And so he heard it yesterday, called me up and said, hey, I want to do the prize. So I appreciate 40 Acres Apparel for doing that. Really do.
We have a lot of people coming in. BB, is there a viewing period for media this week? Yeah, we're here. We're literally across from the football field right now, the practice fields. That media viewing period starts about 9. We'll probably run about 9:20, 9:30. So we are broadcasting live from a place Bobby never studied in, by the way. And we just found out C.J. Vogel never went in there either. So it's amazingly enough, the first time those guys go in there is when we write stories.
I got to say this. That's a political building. That's the LBJ School of Affairs, if people don't remember that from their time here in Austin. So I never, my government class was rudimentary, entry level. I took one government class, got in and got out. This is for the guys that want to actually go be politicos, I think.
Yeah. Hey, Britt Rasko, I'm going to answer his question. I don't think U of H, they had two injuries right now. The Tugler, the freshman big, I don't know his status, but if he's not back for the tournament, I think U of H is in a little trouble. They have to win on defense. They have to get the right matchups. If Houston gets in a game where they have to score 75, 80 points in an Elite Eight Final Four game to advance, I think they're going to struggle to do it. So we'll see what happens with Houston because they're so guard-oriented. If those guards don't shoot the ball well with as low possession game as they play, they have some trouble scoring if they run up against the UConns or Baylor a few years ago who could really score the basketball. I think U of H may have the same issue late in the tournament.
Hey, Reckless Trey is asking if we're going to be able to take some video. We will be able to take some video, but it's not like it's open campus. You can't just take all video willy nilly. The university has some. The university media relations department has some controls on that. We will have some though in our, like, I want to say this. So we're doing this show until 8:50 today. So we're going to cut it short because we have to get into practice at 9. Okay. Then Jerry and I are going to come back and do a live stream after the media window to report what we see. So we'll be on air probably around 9:30, 9:45 again on Texas Football YouTube channel, as well as on Twitter or wherever you get these broadcasts. My point to this, Jerry and Blake, for everybody is there will be some video. Don't expect it to be exhaustive because the university has a rule about that.
Yeah. And we've had a few questions about the shirt, the gear. Yeah, I was tinkering with this and we had it made, and we'll see what happens in the future. I like the early returns. So we'll see. People have asked if these are going to be available. Give us a little bit of time on that.
I got a couple of things before we move on to questions, and we got lots of them and quite a few super chats as well. Number one, Bobby, we've had a lot of people talk about what they're drinking this morning. So I'm curious, what coffee are we having this morning?
So me and Jerry went to Kirby Lane Cafe this morning, had a little breakfast. I found out that Jerry is like basically bacon.
Yeah.
What do you want for breakfast? Bacon. Like nothing else.
Yeah.
But
look, dead pigs. Texas versus Arkansas. Give me the bacon.
No, went to Kirby Lane. Good stuff. Drinking that now. It's trying to stay warm out here in this weather. So it's kind of interesting. But look, guys, what a fun day. I mean, yeah. I was talking to Jerry about it yesterday. This is kind of what we want to be and who we want to be. We want to be out here. Waiting for this to occur as we watch this video the University of Texas put up yesterday, just terrific stuff from their social media team. This is what it's all about.
Yeah.
You know, we talk and talk, but when you get to go see them in person, it's a great thing.
I think what excites me so much about spring practice, I really wasn't a spring practice guy, but really what gets me going about spring practice now, of course it helps when you're winning,
yeah,
but 17 early enrollees. You know, you would be, before a lot, and 80% of your kids started graduating high school early for the power schools and really getting to campus early. Spring practice was a lot tougher because you didn't have numbers at every position, ideally like you want, right? You were minus, and in the transfer portal, I mean, 24 new faces for spring practice. That is an amazing number. I mean, if you think Texas's signing class was ranked fifth or sixth last year. In the old days, you had to wait until June to start hearing about those guys, but August to really see them on the practice field. There's numbers five or six ranked class this year. 85%, 80% of those guys are now on campus this spring. And then your portal guys, seven guys on campus, 24 new faces for spring football. That gets me juiced up for spring football in a different way because it's more than just the returning guys. But how quickly, by the way, our first players are jogging onto the field right now. Specialists are arriving. But you now get to see how quickly some of these guys truly acclimate to college football and how quickly they can start pushing, making some pushes later this spring. Remember, we started hearing Bobby, Anthony Hill, Cedric Baxter pretty early in spring practice last year.
Yeah.
And look what happens. Both of those guys were starters. See, Cedric Baxter to start the year. Anthony Hill's as the season moved along. So that's what gets me excited about spring practice now.
I will say this. We also saw Derek Williams
yes.
for the first time, like it, in context of a major college football team and realize, he translates.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's that kind of stuff where you can see him in high school and think that they translate, but when they show up on campus, that's when you really know.
Yep.
And so that's why sometimes you'll get these early returns that are, so I don't know what the right word is, Jerry, but they're more on.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just more right, more correct. So let's see if Savion Red matches his body weight. Thanks, Jay.
Yeah, I'm looking for an actual tank to roll up for practice. LL asks, what's Wingo and Christian Clark's weight? Wingo is listed at 208, Christian Clark 210. And there's a video that Texas put out. Blake, I don't know if we have that or if we could play it. The video from yesterday, it's about 2 minutes long. It's the freshman talking about. But Christian Clark looks 210 to me. And he was about 195 his senior year. So Christian Clark, and when I saw him at the Bergstrom Airport at his official visit, you could tell in his lower body that he was going to stack some weight. He's got a really good running back frame. So if Christian Clark's 210, right at that where he's listed now, it doesn't surprise me.
I'm getting it. There we go.
So this video was put out by Texas yesterday, and it's kind of a look at some of the freshmen. There you saw Xavier Filsimi front and center there, which is always smart for a newcomer. But talking about the freshman class here, winter workouts, and you can kind of see some of these guys a little bit.
Texas social media team's doing a good job.
They're doing a great job.
Yeah, I think so. They're bringing the kids to the fans.
Yes.
Which I think is always like the most important piece of this.
Yeah.
It's not just what they're trying to do, or they're not just, you know, it's not just all hype.
Right.
They're actually trying to bring some workouts and things like that to them. So I really, really appreciate those guys. You get to see a couple coaches there Tory Becton doing his thing, by the way. But there's Daniel Cruz in that hair.
Yeah,
he's gonna rival Burt Auburn.
Yes, yeah.
It just won't be ginger.
And that's Alex January. That's they showed Wardell Mack earlier. I think he was doing some dumbbell presses. Obviously Parker Livingstone there, but it's also the first look at some of these guys, right? For Texas fans too, through a video like this, of kind of first look, see what's going on that followed these guys in high school. You can go back and say, okay, I can see where his body's changed a little bit. But yeah, Texas social media, that's Wardell Mack. And Christian Clark looks 210 to me. That was Christian Clark that just did, that they just showed. He looks 210 to me compared to high school when I saw him.
Showing them how to run properly. All those kind of things. We're already working on their get off. That's good stuff, man. I mean, this is what you're supposed to do. There's Trey Moore. Interesting to see him today. Jerry,
he looks thicker in the lower body than he did at UTSA. I'm here to tell you that. He looks like he's gained 10, 15 pounds.
Well, this is the whole thing about it. And I mentioned this yesterday. One of the guys I really think we got to see is whether or not Trey Moore is one of those guys that just rolls on you, or if he's like out of the box,
yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Factor coming off the ball.
Yeah.
Because that look, Texas doesn't – Ethan Burke has the best ball get off of the defensive right. ends, okay? If Trey Moore is better than that, that's a little different.
Because I know from seeing Colin Simmons in high school, I know he's got more BGO, as Rod likes to call it, than anybody Texas has right now. Doesn't mean he's going to be a better player initially. It takes time, but he's got the best BGO. If Trey Moore rivals that BGO, that's really high-end stuff for Texas to bring in two edge prospects with that type of ball get off.
Yep. All right, guys, before we move on, Bobby, I'm going to go ahead and let you tell folks out there about Factor.
Yeah, absolutely. I won't be eating this today, but I will be when I get back home. Factormeals.com/Texas50. Guys, this is a really good stuff. Really, really good stuff. Eating better is very easy with Factor. It's delicious, ready-to-eat meals, fresh, never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. All you do is literally peel off the film off the top, put it in for 2 minutes. This isn't like the frozen food stuff you grew up with, or at least that I grew up with when my mom said, have the lasagna that's in the fridge that was frozen and rock solid. This is totally different. Really good stuff. I had the chicken parm yesterday. That was delicious. They've just got all kinds of different foods that, again, are chef-crafted and dietitian-approved. You can go keto. You can go protein plus. You can go calorie smart, which is what I'm doing. They also have 60-plus add-ons that you can make. They also have shakes, Jerry.
Yeah.
And I know you and Blake like the protein or the morning shots with cayenne. Does that got cayenne pepper?
I love cayenne pepper.
Yeah. So they also have smoothies, et cetera. Just a wide, wide variety of everything. It's no prep and no mess. That's probably the biggest thing for me.
Yep.
I enjoy not having to deal with that kind of hassle during the day because I work at home. So if you work at home, it's particularly helpful. Head to factormeals.com/Texas50 and use code Texas50 to get 50% off. That's code Texas50 for 50% off. Factormeals.com/Texas50. It really is good stuff, guys. Thank you for sponsoring again, Factor. That is, it's been a good relationship, and hope you guys are doing well.
We're bringing in CJ Vogel here. We want to get his thoughts this morning.
Come on, CJ.
Come on in. All right, so CJ, we're all whole teams here. What are you looking for this morning? I mean, so obviously CJ's been over there kind of scouting it out, like I love to do. But kind of what are you looking for this morning? Bobby and I have talked about what we're looking, kind of really looking forward to this morning.
Well, on top of the quarterbacks and the rapport with the wide receivers, I want to see these transfer guys. You know, you expect them to come in and be impact guys right away. Trey Moore, Andrew Makuba on the defensive side of the ball. But what does Kendrick Blackshear look like at 263? Can he really start moving along in that defense and get, you know, kind of up to speed right now? A couple of the guys are filling in right now. Jerry said that there's a lot of specialists coming in. The first Longhorn here is actually DeAndre Moore.
That's the why we show up early to these. Last year, CJ, Xavier Worthy, Jordan Whittington, and A.D. Mitchell walked in first together. So they walked over from Newhouse over to the practice field. DeAndre Moore, first guy in. That's why you show up to these things early. That's great info.
Yeah, so he walked onto the football field earlier, got some work right now with the wide receiver staff over there. He's, you know, the only one on the field at the moment. He arrived about 10 minutes ago. You can expect some of the buses to start filing in the next 5 or 10.
Specialist bus just showed up. Deshard Choice and some of the coaches are running by right now. So getting ready. It's about go time here, Bobby. And guys, I'm going to let you step in with CJ for a few minutes because I'm going to go do a little reconnaissance work.
I was just reconning too. That was Terry Joseph and Blake Gideon running in, jogging in together. So you saw DeAndre Moore go in along with, I saw the specialist cart go in with a couple of those guys as well. CJ, you mentioned the defensive players a little bit, Trey Moore, Andrew Makuba, Kendrick Blackshear. But really, I think this offseason, even though I do believe that Trey Moore and Makuba are going to have big impacts on the Longhorn team, it was really about restocking the roster at wide receiver.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's the headliners right there when you talk about what Texas lost to the NFL, to the transfer portal even as well, what these guys can do and how quickly they can get acclimated in this Steve Sarkisian offense. That's huge, and this is the first look at it that we'll get later today.
Yeah, I'm interested whether it's we're going to get photos of these guys and a little bit of video too so you guys can see them. But Amari Nyblack, what's he look like in a Texas uniform today? Isaiah Bond, we've only seen him in an Alabama uniform. Yeah, you know, there's been some stuff on social media, et cetera. But this is our first live look and see how they physically look.
Absolutely.
That's what I was just talking about with Jerry. It's one thing to say he's, 76 is big. I don't know. Is that Stro? Hey, look, they're big. There's some big old guys out there right now. So it's very funny. There's Peyton Kirkland going out as well. They're moving on. They're going to start here in about 30 minutes. Practice will give way. Yep. My point on all of those newcomers and that receiver, CJ, is the replacement of what they lost.
Yes.
I mean, look, Worthy and Mitchell are going to be first or second rounders.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, period. That they're not getting past the second round. You can debate whether they're first rounders or not, given on the mock draft. Jordan Whittington, 3-year starter at Texas. Okay? A lot of snaps. They lose a lot at receiver. Now, on the back end of that, they're bringing back their quarterback.
Absolutely.
That's had 2 years starting experience now. And so you hope that that can change things. And now the quarterback can help the receivers acclimate as well.
And at year 3 for Quinn, he should be the one leading the way for these wide receivers, especially some of the young guys. You talk about DeAndre Moore being the first on the field today. Jonte Cook is expecting to have a larger role as well. So it's not just the portal guys, but these guys that are also coming in as the 4 early enrollee true freshmen are as well. So basically a brand new group of wide receivers for Quinn and Arch to be throwing to. Trey Owens getting in the mix as well. It's going to be a very exciting time to see these routes on air. Hopefully we'll get to see a little bit of them later today during the media availability, because I think that's what everybody is looking for mostly.
Yeah, we got
Jordan Washington came in with a bunch of other guys. He definitely looks 240.
Jerry's literally going back and forth peeping over the top to give his opinion. But I think it's very fun here today. It should be a lot of people out and about. This is a closed media practice. I do need to mention that. So don't think a fan can come up and go watch practice, et cetera. The university wants to make sure of that. But it really is a lot of fun. We've got a lot of people out now. Second bus is now arriving as well for all of us. Hey, Blake, promote that one more time. Tell people about that may have missed out. Tell them about the contest we're doing for the bracket challenge.
Yeah, so we're doing the On Texas Football Bracket Challenge. I'm putting the link in the chat as we speak here. But you're going to go up against everybody in the On Texas Football community, including all of us at On Texas Football, and the grand prize winner, whoever comes out on top, will get $200 from the 40 Acres Collection, or $200 of the 40 Acres Collection from 40 Acres Apparel. You've seen all of us wear it here on Texas Football, pullovers, polos, whatever it may be. But really, really good stuff, high quality stuff for sure. They called Bobby yesterday and wanted to be a part of it, donated that. So a special shout out to them. But I just put it in the chat. You can head on over there. That's the quick link to it. Sign up, get your bracket in, obviously, before it all starts, and then And we'll see who comes out on top and who's king of March Madness.
Hey, CJ, you guys started a new show yesterday, The Winning Drive, with you, Rod, and Coach Shipley. I thought it was really good. I just want to – I watched it yesterday. I was on a plane and got off and went and watched it. I thought it was really fun. Y'all had a lot of fun together yesterday.
No, it was really cool. We got to draft our, you know, our – top five for each of us, most talented players on the team, excluding quarterback. So if you go back and watch it, you don't see, you know, Quinn Ewers or Arch Manning name. That's because we talked about it earlier. But no, Coach Shipley and Rod, we got an offensive guy with the wide receivers, and we got Rod with the DB. So we're already clashing one episode in. But no, it was a lot of fun yesterday. And thank you to everybody that was able to tune in and join us in the comments. Looking forward to it. Next show. Yeah. Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Coach Shipley was really engaging. I thought he had a fun time, it looked like. And Rod was emceeing. Rod's a great MC, by the way. Like, you got work ahead of you. You got your work cut out with Rod Babers now. That guy can get it done.
Hey, guys, real quick, Daniel Erk says, when's the next live stream today? Bobby, reiterate what you guys are doing after practice.
I'll let Jerry do it. Jerry's going to step in. When's the next live stream today, Mike?
About 30 minutes after our media window, 20, 30 minutes after. If I'm breathing heavy, I've been running, okay? And I'm not in the best shape anymore. Let's just be real. I don't cycle like I used to. By the way, some news here. Colton Vosick dressed out in pads. Peyton Kirkland dressed out in pads. People have been wondering about Colton Vosick. Looks like he's good to go for the spring.
Hey, Jerry, we got a super chat, and Bobby, now that you're both here, that Jay Lee wanted y'all to answer. And I don't know if you want to give specific names, maybe positions here. But Jay Lee says, who should be on transfer watch after spring? And if we don't see a lot of Vosick, is he at the top of the list? Seems like he's buried on the depth chart.
Well, let's just see what happens now. He's in pads, shoulder pads and shorts today. But he's a full go, it looks like, for spring practice. So let's see what happens with Colton Vosick, because, you know, look, prior to the injuries, and I think the back's been the one has been the biggest one for him. He was a guy that was talked about as pushing to get in a rotation year one. So let's see. Look, he's a UT guy, right? Father played at Texas. I don't see him transferring. You can't say never. But the main thing with Colton, he's just got to be healthy, because if he is, he's got talent.
Then we got go ahead, Bobby. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, the other guys that are on transfer watch.
Yeah.
I mean, is Austin Jordan?
By the way, I saw Savion Red walk in, and he is definitely 230. I've been 230 before. It looked different, but I know what 230 is, okay? So he's definitely 230.
I just lost my train of thought.
Jeez. Transfer watch.
Transfer watch. Austin Jordan, maybe. I mean, if he's – because, look, safety room's getting stacked.
Yeah.
Jalen Gilbo.
Yeah.
Makuba. And, of course, Jahdae Barron's back at nickel. And it's getting time for him.
That's what will be interesting to me this spring is with Barron coming back and Makuba coming in. You know, patience is going to be tested to me at some of the backup wide receiver spots and backup in the secondary. That's where I think patience is going to be tested. And maybe not so much patience, but midway through spring practice, look, the reality is some guys are going to be contacted by other schools saying, hey, we got a spot for you to start if you come in over here. So maybe that's where patience is tested, what I'm talking about a little bit. But that stuff definitely goes on in college football. I think everybody knows that. So it's kind of midway through spring. If some things look like they're happening, then some players at Texas are going to be contacted. And it happens at other schools all the time. Will be contacted saying, hey, we got an opportunity for you over here. And that's kind of what I talk about when patience is tested. Because there are guys at Texas right now that, Bobby, if they're not the starter, they can go start at a lot of other places.
They really can. And I'm surprised you didn't mention the offensive line.
Yeah.
And perhaps even defensive end. Because not only Colton Vosick hasn't really had a chance to make a dent yet because he was injured so much last year. But what about Jamon Tapp?
Yeah.
What about Justice Finkley, who's in the rotation but not necessarily going to beat out Trey Moore or Ethan Burke? He's already behind Burke. He's behind Sorrell. He's a junior now.
Yeah.
Justice Finkley is a junior.
Hey, by the way, I don't know. Jason Washington, I'm not sure if Jordan's your son, but he gave a big hook-em when he got off the bus. If that's your son, man, he's a great kid, such a great personality. And by the way, I'm sure if that's Dad, I know you've seen him. I hadn't seen Jordan since he left Langham Creek, and he definitely looks 240 to me.
I got a couple more super chats, more comments than questions. Trace Crutchfield says earmark for the dedicated on Texas football drone. Blake can fly up over
that, DK. That might not go over well. That might not go over well.
Get me in trouble with the FCC and Texas.
Exactly right.
And then Edmund Lee says, on Texas football team, coffee up, guys. Warm up for the next show and hook them.
All right, we're ready to go, man. We're ready.
I look, I'm a cold weather wuss, so once it gets under 70, not my favorite thing. It's actually not bad out here. I don't even have two pairs of socks on. It's 48. Like, if it gets under 40, I'm two pairs of socks and two pairs of everything, essentially.
All right, let's go to a couple of questions here. Obviously, we know we're pressed for time, but Corey J says, is there a true freshman who has a chance to start this season?
Woo. If there is, down the line, you know, it's tough because Trey Moore is a junior and Colin Simmons is a freshman. Bobby, that's who I would probably point to, the pass rush. If somebody's a special edge pass rush guy, I could see that happen.
I think barring injury, you're going to have – it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
Unless there's an injury, that then all bets are off.
Now, I'll say one other one. If a Texas doesn't get a punter out of the portal, Michael Kern could come in summer and compete with Ratliff, who I think the walk-on from Metaskasee is actually a pretty talented punter. I saw him in high school. So if Texas doesn't go punter in the portal, Michael Kern could actually end up being your guy.
Let's see. I tell you what. Let's see what happens with Xavier Filsimi.
Yeah.
I want to see him today. That was another one that I had earmarked to kind of make sure I checked out. The other one is, you know, look, we're all saying Matthew Golden, Isaiah Bond, Jonte Cook, Silas Bolden. Those are the presumed top fours. We're also talking about how already DeAndre Moore was the first one out to practice this morning.
Yeah.
So he ain't going silently into that good night.
Yeah.
You know, so that's one. And then you have Ryan Wingo,
yeah,
who is a true freshman. If you're asking about that, he is going – I think he's going to be the most talented receiver on this team.
Yeah,
that's my, including Isaiah Bond.
There, CJ
will be more talent.
Bring up CJ Vogel's. Just there you go.
Sadir looked noticeably larger than Cam Williams.
That's interesting because Sadir was around 350, 352 last year late in the season. So he's up 20 pounds, which is interesting to me. By the way, Jason Washington had a comment earlier. I think that is Jordan Washington's dad. Hey, by the way, thank you, Jason, for joining in. I'm guessing you lost that wrestling match, but I don't want to say that for sure. You might come after me, but I'm taking Jordan.
All right, guys, we're going to do a couple more questions here. Too Broke to Pay Attention says, what is the single most important thing you guys want to see today in spring workouts, or what should us fans get excited about seeing most today in practice?
You know, I think for me, it's a 20-30 minute media window, but I look for the young players. I don't know how to say this on air, that maybe show some stones, like that jump right in.
Uh-oh.
And don't like wait to be okay. I'm the number six guy, so I'm just gonna hang back here. I want to see some of these young guys that kind of throw themselves out there and really go after it. I'll never forget this. Arch Manning's first practice at Texas, he got off the bus and sprinted. He didn't run or jog. He sprinted in just like he used to do in high school. And I said, okay, I'm gonna keep that in the memory bank. So those are things in a media window. I look for these little things like that. Like what CJ reported, DeAndre Moore is the first non-specialist player to show up. Okay, that guy, that tells you right there, that guy's coming with a different focus this spring. He's in year two. He knows Silas Bolden is not here. He's at Oregon State finishing up. You have to seize opportunity. Who's going to seize opportunities this spring? And that's the thing for me. And then you look at D-line. We talked about this a little bit, Bobby, but Alex January comes in at a good spot because everybody in the D-line has a clean slate. There's a new coach. So it's different if you come in, Alex January and Bo Davis are here, and Bo's been working with the other guys 3 years. you're coming in and it's a blank slate for Kenny Baker. He's coming in and everybody's in the same place because he's never coached any of them before. So that's a unique opportunity for a true freshman.
You bring that up, and it makes me immediately think it's a blank slate at linebacker too.
Exactly, same thing.
So while Johnny Nansen is the new linebacker coach, and presumably Anthony Hill is a starter, and most likely David Benda, Leonga LaFalle has a new linebacker coach in his second year in college. So does Samaje Burrell, Darian Gallette. Those guys, different coach today. Maurice Blackwell. So we're going to see how that kind of mixes and matches. And I think that's one thing to watch for. But overall, I think it's just going to be, for me, is the overall athleticism of the team.
Yeah.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This time last year, I told people that this is the most talented team I've seen in Texas in more than a decade. I said it, and people like, are you sure? We've heard this crap before. And I said it, and I meant it.
Yeah.
I want to see if I feel the same way today.
Yeah.
That's – so for me, it's that, are these guys a different set of dudes?
Yeah.
Or are we going to go back and look like 2016, 17, that time frame again?
Yeah, and I agree with Bobby. We both said the same thing. And we said there's more NFL talent on the field last year than there's been in a long time. One thing I'll say, I think there's going to be just as much NFL talent on the field today, if not more. May not be as old, right? But I think there's going to be – look, these three straight top five recruiting classes have now come together at the University of Texas. 2022, they're in year three. 2023 in year two. And you got these 17 newcomers in 24. This is the most talent and back-to-back-to-back classes that's been brought into Texas in a long time. So it's going to look like a bunch of future NFL draft picks on the field again today. And to me, that gets me most excited outside of quarterback, because the move to the SEC, if you don't have NFL players and numbers, you get chewed up and spit out. And I think Texas is in a great spot.
We got time for just a couple more questions, but before we get to those, Bobby, can you tell folks out there one last time about Texas electricity ratings?
Yeah, if for anyone shopping for electricity in the deregulated areas of Texas, TexasElectricityRatings.com is the best place for you to find a great electricity plan for your household. For starters, it filters out the dangerous and gimmicky plans some providers have that are all hat and no cattle. When it comes to your monthly bill, you can shop by any rate, but also by an average bill feature that actually takes into account seasonal usage to give you a real number and not just some placeholder. That's TexasElectricityRatings.com. So if you're looking for a new electricity ratings, electricity plan, check them out. TexasElectricityRatings.com/OTF for the best options available. Hook them.
All right, y'all. Like I said, time for just one or two more questions. Got to go fast on these because y'all got to get out of here and get to practice. Longhorn football edit. So the game was played today. Who are the starting wide receivers and where?
That would be Bond, Jonte Cook, either Matthew Golden or DeAndre Moore. The interesting thing, though, is a lot of times, even if the transfers are really good players, they may not start off with the ones these first few practices.
They won't.
You have to make these guys earn it. They're told that when they come in. You don't just – if the way you keep your culture and your team connectivity in today's college football, you can't just walk out and throw this guy in as a starter necessarily. They need to take some number two reps. I mean, that's just the way this goes. You got to fight to keep all your players that have been here still on campus as well. So some of these freshmen, even if in-house the coaches' meetings, hey, this guy's really, really good and we think he's here, he might start as the number three guy in reps the first week or four and make him work his way up. Because, again, this isn't a full pad practice, Bobby.
I think you're right. And last year, A.D. Mitchell didn't start with the one.
Yeah.
He was behind Casey Kane for the first week, you know. Obviously much more talented than Casey. So Sark knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, he does. He knows what we're supposed to be, yeah. Right? How things are supposed to work. He's run programs before. Like I said before, I'm excited to go see the athleticism today. End of the day, that's what gets you excited about football, watching great athletes compete, see what they look like, and then obviously here at a school that you love in University of Texas.
By the way, this practice is going to get competitive today, let me tell you, because the officials just showed up. So anytime officials show up, it's actually this is more, you know what that is?
They don't call holding, they call pass interference.
Right.
Sark's got them out here calling pass interference.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
All right, guys, last question, and quickly, AJJ Sports, what do you guys think will get the starting nod to start the season?
You know, that's one of the more interesting things is Ethan Burke going to work at both sides this spring?
Yeah, he is what I've been told.
Yeah, so if Ethan Burke works at both sides, that really opens up an opportunity for a Trey Moore. Right out of the gate, we'll see what happens. But let's see as the spring moves along, what Ethan Burke does where he settles in.
I think Sorrell and Moore, if I had to say really starters, but I think it's going to be a 3-4-man rotation.
Yeah.
And who that fourth person is, whether it's Justice Finkley, Jamon Tapp, Colton Vosick, or whoever, Colin Simmons, perhaps, we'll see.
Hey, CJ.
Kevin Moore, Ski Breck is not – Kevin Moore has not walked in yet as a guest official for practice.
we're no longer in the Big 12, by the way.
That's true. Hey, y'all got to get out of here. I saw a question regarding this. There's the link, tinyurl.com/OTF bracket. That'll take you to the On Texas Football bracket. Like I said, if you haven't entered already, then be sure to do so and try to win that $200 prize from 40 Acres Apparel. And, guys, y'all will be back, what, about 9:30, 9:45?
We think 9:45-ish, give or take 5 to 10 minutes. It just depends how long they'll let the media session run today.
Okay, well, that's going to do it for today.
Oh, hold on. Time out. We just got a text from CJ. Hold on. First group of offense skilled.
No.
Yeah, sorry.
That's why I stopped. Sorry, guys. We'll see you in 45 minutes.
Yeah. That's why I stopped. It clicked when I was reading it. All right, guys. So that's going to do it for today's episode of Coffee and Football. We want to thank Texas Electricity Ratings along with Factor for sponsoring today's show. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for the super chats. Head on over to ontexasfootball.com for the continuous coverage of spring football all through the next few weeks. And for Bobby Burton and Jerry Hamilton, I'm Blake Monroe, and they'll see you here in about an hour.
Hook 'em, guys.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.